24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can't do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked. Keep it locked.
Welcome, welcome, welcome again to another episode of Grown Folks Talking Live with your woman, Dr. Akilah Faye. What? Isn't it great to be here again? We are going to relax and transform, having those old school conversations in a new school environment. You remember back in the day where people used to actually talk about life versus saying, get out my business, get out my face? I mean, yeah, grown folks think anytime we say we're grown, it's about sex. But no, this is about your mind and your spirit and getting through every day in the 21st century. Because if you're an adult and or an adult parent or a caregiver, things get real, don't they? Right. And sometimes you laugh and not cry. So we're going to go ahead and get into the vibe, you all. Yes, yes, yes. You know how we do. Take those deep breaths. Inhale through your mouth. Yep, hold it, hold it. Let it out, let it out, let it out. Do it one more time. Inhale. Hold it, hold it, hold it, hold it. And yes, I'm talking about holding my breath. Exhale. And three for completion. Exhale. And now your mind is ready to go. Yes. 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 You're going to try to push you away, not because it's going to touch you, but because you are going to be having a moment together. And this is for us as adults to just sit back and really think about our lives. And today, have the pleasure of bringing on Fuse. Yes. And he is going to be our special host for today. Yes, 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 yes. You all, this gentleman is a native of North Carolina.
Yes.
Just like myself. North Carolina produces some of the dopest people, you all. I'm trying to tell you. Like, the talent that comes from here, from artists to athletes to writers to models to just, I mean, we're really taking over the world low-key, and we're all humble about it. So a lot of your favorite people are from North Carolina. And so Fuse is on here. He has a business called iStimuli.
Yes, that's correct.
And it has three components, you all. It has a graphic design and wall art component. Dynamic artist, you all, dynamic graphics. I work with this gentleman. He's helped me with graphics on books that I publish for people. Word. And he also is a publisher. He got two authors and publishers on the mic today, two artists on the mic today, and he has a clothing line called Hans. Have a nice situation. Let's go ahead and bring him, bring him, bring him. Fuse, thank you so much for being with me today and being with us today on Grown Folks Talking Live. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me. Peace, everybody out there.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. So you all, Fuse, so on our show, we always start off with gratitude. What do you think about gratitude?
I think you have to give thanks every day. You know, I know it sounds cliche, but you got to give thanks every day for waking up. And you got to give thanks at some point for everything that you receive and everything that you're going through, because it prepares you for everything that you're looking for. But yes, gratitude. You got to say, give thanks. You got to tell people thank you as well. It's not just telling the divine, telling God thank you. You got to thank people you meet every day, people that you know every day. You got to thank people. It's a beautiful act of love. You know what I mean?
Wow. Now, that's a whole other aspect. So you said, make sure you say thank you to people. Mm-hmm. Now, is that because you're from the South? Because, you know, we're from the South. We say thank you and yes, sir, and no, sir, and you're welcome all the time. Like, we're walking, like, be in the grocery store and walk down the aisle. Somebody say, last time I bought that right there, it was expired. You don't want it. Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'm going to go ahead and try something different. But when I go up north and somebody tries to tell you what to buy, first off, they won't. They'll give you, like, this funky look, like, dang, I hope you ain't going to get it. Or, I wonder what's about to happen to you. So do you think that gratitude of the interaction of gratitude is just culture, or what do you think about that?
Regionally speaking, and yes, culturally speaking, I would agree that the foundation for the whole thank you movement is definitely a Southern thing, or predominantly a Southern thing. But for me, it blossomed out of that and became definitely a complete life, spiritual, just presence of mind for me. I'm just a great poet, Brother Sadiq Abdullah, said that it is the humility that I don't see that tells me there's a problem. It is the humility I don't see that tells me there's a problem. So what I took from that to mean is we have to stay humble. And in staying humble, one of the best exercises that you can do every day in your life, just say thank you to somebody. And if you're in a situation where you can't say thank you to someone, you can always say thank you to the divine. You know what I'm saying? You can always say thank you to God. You know what I'm saying? The Most High, however you want to term the divine. You gotta thank somebody or something every day.
Every day. You're good. No apologies needed. You are so not sorry. Right. You are an awesome person. So with that gratitude, you have the gratitude journals. If you don't have your gratitude journal, this is your first time tuning in, it is a book that you keep and you write down the things you're grateful for every day. That's one of the exercises and workshops that I do with people, because it helps us to kind of get out of ourselves. So you might be driving down, somebody's about to cut you off the road, right? Road rage is real. Instead, it's like, woo, thank you for actually not hitting my car. So it's switching the perspective on things and being able to really recognize that. So in this moment, I'm grateful that you're here on the show. I'm grateful for everybody who is tuning in. I'm grateful for my little person who is now in fourth grade and having a great, great situation. Nice. And just for the ability to even be able to continue to do the work that I'm supposed to be doing. And for all the people who text me and email me and inbox me with different moments of elevations from seeing the videos or listening to the podcast and saying how it has helped them to, well, different people say different things, but some it's helped them get through cancer and not feel so bad. Some it's helped them be better parents. Some said they were feeling stuck and then they would hear the message and they got motivated. Some people decided they will leave bad friendships and situations. So I'm grateful for all the lives that are being touched and changed and motivated and inspired, not just through Grown Folks Talking Live, but also through all the other ways of media that the creators allow me to do this ministry and this work. And so, what are you grateful for?
I am grateful for life, for the breath in my chest. I am grateful, again, just for life in general, for all the opportunities that just being alive offers us. Because when you take a look around at all of this stuff, people call it blessing. Mm-hmm. I will break it down and say, you know, it's magic. Mm. Look at the stuff that we do every day in our life. It's magic. So I give thanks for all this magic, you know, the magic to create, you know, life, you know, to birth children, you know what I'm saying, to raise children. The magic to create food, you know what I'm saying, that nourishes us and sustains us and is tasty. Yes, you know what I'm saying? The magic to create art and the magic to create style, just anything that you can imagine to create buildings and, you know, just all the stuff that we can do in life. I just give thanks for life in general because it just offers us this infinite opportunity to yield and harness magic.
Woo! You all, so everybody's magical. Everybody's magical. Whatever you're creating, it's your magic. So with that, you all, guess what we're going to do? Some of you are now like, whoa, I didn't even think about that. Right. Take a couple of moments, just like right now while you're with us, and just give thanks. Somebody's next to you, turn to them and say, thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being a friend.
Thank you for being a friend.
Appreciate that. It feels good to receive it to you all. And with that, we're going to go into a different type of meditation this time. I want you to be more active. So mention the gratitude journal. So if you don't have your pen and your paper, you know you need to get it. If you're driving, make some mental notes or make sure you download this and come back to it later when you get time. If you're at your office and you can kind of, you know, jot, or you like to type it up, however you like to get it, but make sure you do it. This meditation that we're going to do on today, you all, is about forgiveness and restoration. So don't feel bad that maybe you didn't think about some of the simple things to be grateful for. You don't say thank you. Don't judge yourself. Judgment will stop you from growth. And there's a lot of aspects in life that, you know, we don't grow in because we're constantly comparing. Oh, you know, I'm grateful because my neighbor only got 1 foot and I got two. That's not being grateful. That's comparing and judging and saying you're better than that person. Oh, I'm grateful because there's children who have dirty water. My water's clean. Again, you're comparing and you're judging. Those children may not even know their water is dirty. To them, it may be clean. It's just dirty to you or to us because our bodies are not accustomed to it. So let's get out of this place of comparison and judgment and levels and really be sincerely grateful for the fact that you have what you have or you don't have what you don't have. You're learning what you're learning or you're not learning something because that's your life. Doesn't matter what somebody else's life is because it's not your life.
Right on.
And with that, with this meditation, just sit back, listen to the words, hear the words, feel the words, relate to the words, and see what stands out for you the most as you hear what you're about to hear. And this comes from my CD that's on my website, you all, Letters of Devotion, Prayer Through Meditation, which is a meditation series that is available. And with that, we're going to go ahead and relax and get into it. Y'all ready? Yeah? You ready, Fuse?
Let's do this.
Awesome. Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, yeah.
Meditation through prayer for forgiveness and restoration. Remember, forgiveness is for you as much as it is for others. Let's go.
If you may close your eyes, sit back.
There are people who have wronged me unjustly. They have lied and slandered my name. They have broken trust without remorse. These people have caused me great pain. But in this moment, I release anger. I release vengeance, and I release frustration, knowing that all happens in due season for a reason. Give me insight into the lesson I am to learn from the transgressions of others, also as no one is without fault. Allow me to be forgiven by others for the wrongs that I have done against them. I accept responsibility for my actions and words in various situations and forgive myself for not taking the higher ground. I forgive myself for carrying hate, anger, malice, and distrust against myself and others. I forgive all from the depth of my heart and soul. I am renewed and repent in my ways. For you have gifted me an opportunity of a new day. With this new day, I leave the past where it happened, and move forward with a forgiving mind, forgiving heart, forgiving spirit, and forgiving tongue. I embrace forgiveness and release the memories to you, Holy Creator of all. For we are all creations of Thee. And knowing that we all reflect Thee, I am grateful for another day to forgive both myself and others. Thank you for forgiveness and the ability to forgive. By forgiving in my thoughts, Allow the intention of forgiveness to connect to all who I forgive and for resolve to be made. Thank you. Forgiveness feels so great, and the heaviness is now lifted from my shoulders. Burden is lifted from my mind. Coldness is removed from my heart. And love replaces and fills all voids where negative emotions once resided. I am a new creation in forgiveness who will continue to forgive for all my days, starting with forgiving and loving myself, so that I may radiate love and peace and understanding in all situations, because the wisdom of forgiveness is bestowed unto me. I forgive. And at this moment, take time to think about who you forgive and forgive yourself first. Be as specific as possible. You're gonna breathe in. I forgive. Exhale. Thank you for forgiveness. And if you need to do that more, continue. Take your time. Play this track again. And know that you are forgiven. That the intention of your forgiveness flows through to those who you forgive. Thank you for forgiveness. Ashe.
That bless you. Hughes, how was that for you, sir? What came up for you?
I feel 20 years lighter.
He said 20 years lighter, y'all. 20.
Yes. That was excellent. That was absolutely excellent. I feel great. I feel great. Love the sound of your voice. That was awesome. That was very refreshing in the day. It's very true, you know, when it comes to being grateful and having gratitude and being humble and giving thanks and all that jazz, you know, forgiveness does start it all off. You know, there's a lot of forgiving that has to go on before we can get to living, unfortunately.
Mm.
You know, life is a beautiful thing, but there's a lot of struggle you got to go through to get to that beauty. And you know, there's a lot of conflict, you know, some of it's natural, some of it's, you know, systematically imposed, some of it's generated, you know what I'm saying, through your peers, blah, blah, blah. But it's definitely palpable energy, you know, that's out there. And when you move in forgiveness and you let that go, that's a whole lot of weight that's not only taken off your shoulders, but it's a whole lot of weight that's taken off of your heart, your mind, and your soul.
Hmm. I hear that. Heart, your mind, and your soul. So what I meant with meditating, that was awesome. Thank you for that perspective. You all make sure that you take time to write down what came up for you. And always email it in to info@aquilafe.com, info@aquilafe. You can go on Facebook and find the group Grown Folks Talking Live with Dr. Faye, that's Faye with an E, or Facebook/ Path, PATHTOYOU. And this awesome man that's here with me, Fuse, has so many dynamic products, and you hear the energy he gives and the knowledge he comes out. He's a poet, he's a speaker, he's an artist, he's a writer. And how can they find you?
Uh, So my name is Fuse Akeem Namid, okay? The name of my company is called Eye Stimuli, for the way I stimulate your eye. And it's spelled I-S-T-I-M-Y-O-U-L-E-Y-E, Eye Stimuli. And you can find me on social media, Facebook, Instagram, or you can go to iStimuli.com. And iStimuli.com will have links to all of the other aspects within iStimuli, whether that be Have a Nice Situation, clothing line, Hans clothing line, whether that be samples of wall art that you might want to purchase for your business or for your home or for someone you want to give gift to. You can contact me via the website or via social media if you're looking to have business solutions done for your brand, whether that means logo work, whether that means flyer creations, whether that means cover art, portrait work. I mean, anything visually, graphically, illustration wise, I can do it. This is what I do. Yeah. I've been in business since 2001. This year, you know, celebrating 17 years of visual creation. What I'm passionate about, it's what I've always known, it's what I've done this lifetime, it's what I've done in other lifetimes. So yeah, there's a whole lot to it, but yeah, Eye Stimuli, check me out on social media, you'll find some good stuff out there. We just released 2 children's books. I work with 2 different authors, Brother Johnny Cambon and Brother Elliot L. Scott. Brother Johnny has a book called Niger and the Teaching Fruit. And then Brother Elliot Scott has a book called Birdie Wanna Sing. And if you're just looking for a graphic reader that anyone can get behind and just have their spirits uplifted, they are absolutely, absolutely, absolutely wonderful reads.
I have to add to that. Birdie Wanna Sing, man. My son loves that book. We read that book. One day we read that book 4 times. Like every time he sat down, like normally he do his Legos. He's like, "Nah, I want to read about Birdie again." I'm like, "Bro, we never." I'm like, "Okay, baby, okay." So then, like every day that week, we read Birdie. Even now, he still put, "Oh my God, I got my Birdie book," because the story really talks about the same thing we're talking about on this show, Grown Folks Talking Live. That's on iHeart, iTunes, Bashani Network, YouTube, Facebook, SoundCloud. You can find us everywhere. Is about that togetherness and about the non-judgment, about the understanding that you are individual, yes, but there is a collectiveness amongst us and within those differences, but you can't even see the beauty until you understand it. And Birdie Wanna Sing really brings that to light, y'all, like in a really cool way, because the bird wanna sing, but the bird doesn't realize that to create the most beautiful harmonics, you need a collective. But the way that it's told is it's very entertaining, even for an adult. I like cartoons, though. Do you like cartoons or entertaining?
I love cartoons.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, adults be like, "I don't want to watch no cartoons. I'm an adult. I need an excuse." Like, the excuse.
You're never too grown for cartoons.
Thank you. You know what I'm saying? That's real talk. Like, who told you had to be a kid to watch animation? Like, that's in your imagination.
I mean, actually, that's a very good point that you bring up, Akilah, because if we go back and we look at a lot of the earlier cartoons, mm-hmm. and even some of the modern cartoons, they're cartoons,
right?
But they have adult themes.
Right.
That's some really adult stuff going on there that children can't possibly understand. They're just in it for the color and mm-hmm. the pageantry and the funny zaniness that's going on. Mm-hmm. But if you peel that stuff back, there's actually a lot of adult subject matter that can help us as adults.
Yes.
You know, so yes, the right cartoon.
Moana?
Yes.
Oh my God. Moana talks about going against the grain.
Yeah.
I love her. And she's like, "I'm going in the water." They're like, "Get out the water. I'm going in the water." You know? And then she finds out, like, yo, her family used to actually be sailors. And that was what they did. Yeah. And she just had her ancestors in her. And even when her grandmother died and said, "I'm going to turn into a ray fish. Mm. And when her grandmother died and she was on that ocean, there was this big old ray that was bigger than the boat that was always with her. So it was like so dope. Like it just talks about, like that movie teaches you a lot about ancestral energy too. Like that movie is really about ancestral energy and how it flows and ancestral DNA and the memories and stuff. Yeah. And some of those things we carry now, which is why the forgiveness and the restoration and the gratitude, you all, and having adult conversations that are not just about physicality is so important. Mm-hmm. And that's how we stayed together in the past. I mean,
word.
And you say you were in business 17 years. You look 17, but okay. I'm a rock with it. If y'all, you know what I'm saying? Those of you listening, like, yeah, he looks 17. So we're just going to accept truth because I know he's an honest person. I know I know he's an adult, so he has to be past 17. I don't know how much more past it, though. But what do you think about the idea of ancestral knowledge and memories and its impact on how we function now? That's one. And then two, on another level, the way that, like in the 80s and 90s and 60s and 50s and 40s, people sit on the porch and talk and have conversations compared to now, we have more tools to talk and communicate and build memories. But it seems like people are more distant and hesitant to even have conversations unless you trigger them in like a negative way. And then they're very expressive.
Yeah.
Or you want something, then they're very expressive.
I think the main issue that we're dealing with now is we live in a technologically or a digital technologically driven age.
Mm.
Whereas before, you know, before roughly 2000, we'll say the 2010s.
That Y2K
right.
was real.
We'll say the 2010s, all right? I'll give it that. Anything before the 2010s was basically, you know, it was analog. It was majority analog with a mixture of digital as we got into the late 90s and the early 2000s, okay? So now that we're full-blown into this whole digital, you know, industrialized age, you know, the digital age, it makes it harder to deal with ancestral, you know, observation and ancestral rights and, and giving thanks back to ancestors because, you know, that's an analog thing. But you have to, no matter where you are, no matter what age you are, you have to give thanks to the ancestors because they were the gatekeepers. They were the ones, you know what I'm saying, that there's a jungle. And then our ancestors took machetes and stuff, you know, metaphorically speaking.
Right, right, right.
They go into this jungle and they clean this jungle out and they build civilization so that we can live, you know what I'm saying, in this place. That if it were not for those ancestors
right.
paving a way into that jungle and building civilization for you to grow up as a child and live your life and be happy and do all the things that you have, to have your cell phones, to have right. your social media and all that stuff. Right. If you don't pay homage and respects and give thanks and mention to those ancestors, you know, then there's never going to be future, you know, for the world because you're not going to see the relevance in paving the way for others. You know, it's a ancestors giving thanks to ancestors is a constant reminder to ourselves that we have to put in work. We have to work with each other and we have to work on a common goal. And that common goal is to uplift every generation that is coming after us to make this world a better place. So as far as ancestors, yes, that's why I would say that's why all of that is important. But it's really tough in a digital age because the youth that are coming up in this age aren't necessarily grounded in analog, tangible things. Everything right. is digital and kind of flowing out there.
The cloud.
Right, the cloud. We're in the cloud now.
Like, whatever that cloud is.
We used to be deeply rooted, you know, right. the soil and the earth. Right. But now we're just flowing. I don't know how you do that, you know, but anyway. But getting on to your second point about, you know, porch talk.
Yeah.
You know, talking to each other, you know, coming together as a community.
It's like me and you talking right now. People just won't do that. You say, I ask you a question, and you're yeah. like, whoa, I'm going to actually answer the question. You know? That's what we do on the show. And people are like, yo, this is different. We're not used to that. Aren't you just supposed to talk about your business and try to get us to buy something? You wow. know what I mean? Whereas Great we're point. Actually, like, talking and demonstrating communication about different subjects and topics,
yeah.
sharing our different opinions and views. Some may be similar, some may not.
Yeah.
But it's in a respectful manner. So, yeah, sitting on the porch or sitting at the cookout or sitting in the living room. When I was a little child, I had to sit in the corner or, you know, not like the corner, like punishment, but off to the side while the adults sat at the table and had conversation. I was just supposed to listen. until they asked me to engage. And I didn't have a book. I didn't have a phone. I just literally sat there and was like, you have ADD if you want to. You know what I'm saying? Have it if you want to. You're going to get straight real quick. They're like, hold on, let me go talk to it. And they're not going to excuse it. Everybody going to witness you getting it. Because they might all participate in helping you with this focusing issue that you have. You know what I'm saying? Or this respect issue that you have. But they also talk to each other about real issues, about their marriages, about trying to help somebody in the community. They might talk smack about somebody, but they always still had a solution. Girl, you know, we noticed that you've been off a little bit. What's going on? Do you need some food? Your husband, you know, we know he's been coming home later. What's up? You know, is he working two jobs now? Y'all separated? Yeah. You need some support? Blah, blah. And people would actually have those conversations versus trying to pretend that situations don't happen because they're trying to save face. Mm-hmm. You know? So that's what I mean by the, from going from that analog and ancestral knowledge that's still in us, that's there, that's it's true, to living in this, Nell's called the information age.
Yep.
Because that's all that everything's about, and it's just information, your information, reading information. Just throw this quote out, information without application is not knowledge. So we don't necessarily apply the information, but we do have it, you know? Like, you know that's your friend, but you might not even know, you know, they're past 17. Like, what? I don't know. So that's what that question means. And then we're going to our book read from The Secret. I think it all ties together.
Okay. Well, the one thing I just want to say is, based on just listening to you, is community gathering or coming together and actually talking and having discussion and listening what other people have to say, that was the original social media. That's what current social media was based upon. Like, a real quick story, back in the day when I used to eat meat, I used to go to once upon a time, many suns and moons ago, I used to go to the Bojangles on Tarboro Road on the corner of Tarboro Road and New Bern Avenue. What it is I would go there late at night on Friday nights or Saturday nights. And there was this, I haven't been obviously a long time because I'm vegan now. But anyway, back in the day, I would go there, I would get my two piece, you know what I'm saying? Or I would get my my chicken fingers, you know, Supremes, you know, and I would go in the corner because there would always be this group of wisdoms, as I call them. Some would call them old timers, some others call them senior citizens. I call them wisdoms. And I've always valued everyone's perspective on life, because how are you going to advance in life and go places if you don't know anything? And the easiest way to get the most knowledge fast and quick is to listen to people that have been here before you, or they were in positions, you know, taking on positions that you couldn't take, you know, on because you were a child. So I would go to Bojangles and I would eat my meal and I would sit in the corner by these wisdoms every weekend, so I could listen to their conversation and learn about their lives, and I could learn about the community that we were in. And it just gave me so much perspective and knowledge and understanding that, you know, I just give thanks. So in many ways, that just ties into your whole ancestral speak. I always remember that those that came before me, it's important to get perspectives from them. You know, and it's important to give thanks for them just being there, because they're there, they paved the way. And because the way was paved, there's a way for you, there's a way for you, there's a way for us to make it. Like, damn.
So you all know that's a lot. That's a lot, right? But it's
I'm sorry.
No, it's a good thing, because people don't converse anymore. So that whole thinking process, people just like, hold it, that was more than like 15 seconds. This whole thing is 15 seconds. Like, wow, like, we supposed to still be rocking? Yeah, I want y'all to keep rocking. The Grown Folks Talking Live with Dr. Akilah Faye and Fuse Naeem.
Fuse Akeem.
Akeem.
Naeem.
Naeem. Y'all know I have an interesting accent. Akeem Naeem. So, Fuse Akeem Naeem. And Dr. Akilah Faye on Grown Folks Talking Live, you all. I'm gonna go ahead and let you all hear a little bit of music. Digest all that information. We're gonna come back, read from The Secret. We're gonna talk about entrepreneurship and a little bit about family dynamics. We've already been talking about family this whole time, you all, and just how society has restructured. So we're going to dive in a little bit deeper onto that. You already know that you're rocking with two entrepreneurs, and you're hearing the entrepreneur mind state that goes into how to maneuver through this. Some of you want people to tell you directly, go make a business plan. Go. You already got people doing that. What we're doing is having a conversation and sharing with you the internal working so that you can go ahead and manifest on the external level. So take your notes, write down interesting questions and points, and make sure you email info@akilafay.com or hit me up on Facebook or go to the website akilafay.com and hit get connected, however you need to do it, okay? And we're going to go ahead and go to a song that you relax. All right, and this song is one of my son's favorites, you all. It's called Storm or Been Through the Fire. And I'm gonna be right back for your pleasure. Radiating, your soul is being touched, and you get through that fire and get higher. But we're going to our Read the Secret. Changed it up. We're going to read page 144. Are you familiar with this book, Fuse?
Yes.
What you know about this book?
I know that it's called The Secret, but it's no longer a secret. How about that?
That's what's up. By Rhonda Byrne. So those of you, B-Y-R-N-E, okay? If you did not know, you don't have this book, this is a great book. It's also a movie, okay? We're just going to hit it We're going to go to page 144. I'm just going to summarize. Page 142 talks about resistance and not resisting things. There's a sentence on that page that says, the event or circumstances can only get bigger because that is the law of the universe. Just think about that when you think about your thoughts. Whatever you're thinking is going to get bigger. On page 143, everything in this world began with one thought. The bigger things get bigger because more people give their thoughts to it after it has appeared. Then those thoughts and emotions keep that very event in our existence and make it bigger. If we took our minds off it and focused instead on love, it could not exist. It would evaporate and disappear. And on page 144, you cannot help the world by focusing on the negative things. As you focus on the negative events of the world, you not only add to them, but you bring more negative things into your own life at the same time. When the pictures have appeared of something you do not want, it is your cue to change your thinking and emit a new signal. If it is a world situation, you are not powerless. You have all the power. Focus on everybody being in joy. Focus on abundance of food. Give your powerful thoughts to what is wanted. You have the ability to give so much to the world by emitting feelings of love and well-being, despite what is happening around you. I'm just going to share one quote from Horacio Bonar. And he lived from 1808 to 1889. It says, think truly, and thy thoughts shall the world famine eat. And you all, that's from The Secret by Rhonda Rhyme. So, Fuse, thank you. What you think about that?
So, if everything in the universe and in creation essentially expands, gets bigger, grows or whatever, it's a very simple premise that The Secret is talking about. If you don't have an idea, you don't have a vision, you don't have a goal, then you don't have anything to grow. You don't have anything to get big. It's as simple as that. So for anyone out there who is an adult, anyone out there who's an adult that has children or whatever, if a child, you know, happens to hear this or you want to share with your child, the main thing we have to do is we have to have ideas, visions, goals, you know, thing, places we want to go, things we want to see. And, you know, we have to put those things out there. We have to visualize them. We have to speak them. We have to pray for them, pray on them. We have to meditate over them. We have to speak them again, you know, but we have to have that essential vision in our heart, in our mind, you know, so that it can grow. But if you don't have anything going on between your ears, you don't have anything, you know what I'm saying, beating the drum of your heart, you know what I'm saying, you know, and nothing that, you know, makes your soul dance and groove, then you don't have anything to grow and get bigger.
Or you're only growing the negative, right?
True. True
indeed. So you're either growing nothing.
Right. True, true.
Which is like Walking Dead. Haha, The Walking Dead. Growing nothing. Or you can grow and focus on your vision. Make your vision manifest what you want.
It's all a choice.
Yeah.
It's a choice between two factions. Positive energy or positive thought, and negative energy or negative thought. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's if you, for example, you know, if you come from a dysfunctional background or you're surrounded by dysfunctional people, you know, you're either going to say, you know what, I'm going to grow up and I'm going to be just like these people. Or you're going to be like, you know what, I see what's going on. I don't want to be like these people. I don't like what they're doing, how what it does to others, what it does to me, how it makes me feel, blah, blah, blah. Then, so I'm not going to be like these people. That's it. It's two schools of thought in every young person that grows up to be an adult. At some point in your life, you have to make a decision. And you can be an adult as well and be out there in the world and just decide, you know what, I've reached a place where a time, a point where I need to decide what my thought process is going to be. What do I want to grow bigger from this point on? A positive thought or a negative thought?
Right. So with that, and I love what you said, your background, right? So I promise you all we were going to go into this family thing. So I was thinking about that. And my son, he has two brothers, and the two brothers have been adopted, right? Mm-hmm. Now, ever since my son was little, he was like, Mommy, when I'm going to see my brothers, when I'm going to see my brothers. He's about to be 10 now. My son's about to be 10. His brothers are now 19, and the other one will be 18 in December. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, baby, one day, we're going to keep praying, we'll keep praying. 8 years later, like, I was trying to find them. They were trying to find me. We finally found each other using Facebook, ironically, right? And ever since then, every few months now, they hang out. We never gave up on the fact of him seeing his brothers, because before he was born, I would see his brothers about every 6 months when I was with his father. Mm-hmm. Me and his father are separated now, and his father has his life, I have my life. But my son, he still needs to see his brothers that mm-hmm. his father birthed, or mm-hmm. not, or helped birth, that were adopted. But they were adopted, and most times in adopted situations, they're just gone. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't hear unless it's somebody who was a friend of the family or a relative or something, or lived up the street. They know them, get new names, new identities, and they're out of the picture. And so I never let him say, I won't see my brothers, or, you know, give up on that idea. I mean, it took 8 years. Mm-hmm. I was like, we got to keep praying. And something's going to happen. And I think one day we both prayed. As he got older, we started praying together on it, because, you know, his mind changed. And then that bam happened.
Positive thought.
Yeah. So with you, what do you know about, like, adopted families or alternative? Like, my grandparents raised me, too. So it was kind of like that energetic going through of, like, being raised. Like, my mom was there, but she worked third shift, right? Mm-hmm. And she's like, I take care. My dad was who my dad was, in and out of different places and stuff, just not really there consistently. And so my grandparents were the consistent, stable part of my life. Mm-hmm. They laid a foundation, always had me with them, taught me values, made sure I was eating, made sure I got to school. Mm-hmm. I mean, they were my parents. Mm-hmm. But we never disrespected my biological parents, but it was yeah. still an alternative way of growing up, just like my brother, I look at like my son. My son, I look at like my second son. It's just a very interesting dynamic. My grandmother called her oldest sister, Sister Mama, because her mother passed after she was born. She was the baby girl. You have all these family dynamics. How many of you can relate to anything I'm saying? Like, yo, what? Like, y'all know what I'm talking about, where the sister raised because maybe the parents passed away, or the grandparents took over just because something happens in the family and the parents aren't available. An auntie or uncle takes over, or a neighbor up the street takes over to raise children. Now, I know you have a little experience with that yourself, too. Knowledge of it.
Yeah. There's a lot to my story, but I try to keep it condensed. And I'll just say that my mother and my father, my biological mother and my biological mother, biological father.
Right, you sound like me, like, you trying to get together, like, the biological. And then the ones that had me.
They were drug dealers, hustlers, and users. And so my grandmother ended up taking care of me. But my grandmother passed away, no doubt, much love to the grandmas. My grandmother passed away when I was 4 years old. She had bone cancer. And so a friend of the family, actually on her bed of passing, told her that he would take care of me. And he became my legal guardian. And eventually, you know, I just consider him my father. Mm-hmm. I never looked to view this man as a legal guardian or whatever. I always called him dad. But the interesting thing about my situation was my whole family was dysfunctional. My biological parents, my relationship between my mother and my grandmother is dysfunctional. And the situation with my grandfather and my grandmother, and, you know, there's drinking in the family line. And then the man that actually ended up taking care of me, this was a Caucasian man from Bishopville, South Carolina.
Wow.
And come to find out, you know, he was prejudiced. He had never really dealt with anyone, you know, of brown skin.
So it was a very, very crazy situation. There was dysfunction all on his side of the family with his son and all stuff. I was surrounded in dysfunction.
Let's pause right there, though. So you had a man who was prejudiced in your ground. You had a man who was prejudiced take you in. Your grandmother was brown, too?
No. My biological mother was Cherokee Native American and Caucasian, and my father was African American or Nubian, as I say.
Awesome. It's like my son, his brothers, their mother is Caucasian, and then his father is Portuguese, Blackfoot, Indian, and Nigerian. Mm. So I just about to be coppers.
Just all mixed
right,
up.
Right, yeah. Right. And then I'm French, Cherokee, and Ghanaian, and then I just say American. You know what I mean? Like, we're just American. Americans are just like, We're everything in a body. We're like, you come to America, you just, that mosaic they talk about, like, we are the walking mosaics.
Yeah.
But, like, I think it's dope how love overcame prejudice. You know, like, my son, when I go to visit his brothers, he got adopted by a white family. But they like me because they get to learn about the copper aspect. Or she'll be like, black, it's okay if I say black. I was like, you can say black. I understand you don't mean, you know, anything. But she's like, I want to call you what you want to be called. So you can just call my name. You don't have to worry about that part. But culturally, there is a difference, and we have that conversation. It took some time for us to really have them, but it helps. Just like when you said that, like my dad, he hustled too. So I get the whole hustle thing, like, and then I had a relative who lived in the house who was on drugs, so I get that too. I think a lot of people have what we call dysfunctional, but then it kind of functions. It's just a function. It's not healthy. It's like an unhealthy function, you know, because it's not really like it's disconnected. It's just not connected in the way that we really would like it to be connected. And I think we don't really take time to think about, like, well, what were some of the things that came out of that, though? You know, like, me seeing somebody, you know, who smoked crack, I was like, I'm never gonna ever do that in my life, like, ever. Like, that sucks. I'm scared of real drugs. Like, I will never do a real drug. I am saying, but then there's other people like, ooh, yeah, that's cool. I'm gonna cook it up. I'm gonna put it out there. I'm gonna da-da-da-da-da, blah, 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 blah. And those things have impacts the way our families are structured, you know? And I think it's beautiful, though, that a man who's prejudiced, you know, took you in. There's so much in that, just in that, you know, your grandmother loves you. And then your parents, you know, loved you enough or didn't think about it, but they trusted her with you. But they could also have been like, no, they drag you with them and you had to go, because there's people I meet, and I'm sure you met, who have to be there.
Yeah.
They don't get the option to get out. I have some friends who never got the option to get out. They just had to stay.
Yeah.
You know? And that's one reason why people talk back in the day. So they could see, like, hold up, what you doing? What you, y'all go over there and get them babies. Or y'all go over there and drop off some food. Don't, where's she at? She up that street again. Okay, you know, Winnie. Go get the babies and bring them here. Now people don't even want to talk. You don't need how many babies I got. What you mean how many babies? Like, well, you look stressed. I was gonna babysit for you, but dang, you know what? Go ahead. You got this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I was in my situation, I was the youngest out of everybody. The man that raised me had a biological son who was older than me. Look, we're all dealing with different situations and variant degrees of situations. All I can say is, you know, for every child out there, regardless of being a child, it just has to come a point where you have to make a decision. Going back to what I said earlier, you have to, as Akilah mentioned, you have to have a moment, a space where you actually think about what's going on around you. And then you have to just decide moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to be like these people? Do you want to be like this energy that you're receiving?
Right.
Or do you want to do something different? I don't want to say something better or superior or anything like that. But do you want to do something different? Like, and the same rule applies to you as adults. Some of you out there listening this, watching this, whatever, might be thinking like, oh, well, I'm old. I'm setting my ways. I'm doing what I'm doing. It doesn't matter what you are. It's all about your thought. You know, it's about what do you choose to subscribe to? You know, what kind of seed are you planting in your thought? And it's always two choices. It's a positive thought or a negative thought, you know?
And no thought is still a thought.
Right.
And no decision is still a decision.
It's you know, are you looking to advance, to positively advance? Or, you know, are you just looking to get by? one of the best pieces of knowledge I ever received or perspective I ever received was from my Black literature professor, Dr. Reginald Watson at East Carolina
University. Go ECU! We Pirates. We're from the same school today.
We Pirates.
Yes.
Dr. Watson told me when I was 17 years old, you know, and no one had ever said this to me before. But, I mean, he didn't say it to me. He said it to the class. Mm-hmm. But I felt like he was speaking to me because I listened.
What?
He's the word.
You were listening with somebody.
I use these right here, and I process the information up here. But he basically told us, he said, we need to think about everything that we're going to do before we do it. Think about what we're doing, how it might impact ourselves, how it will impact others around us, how it will impact the planet. We have to think. I know that times are moving fast and there's a lot of stuff coming at us, but we have to think about everything that we're going to do before we do it. It's as simple as that. And decide on if this is a smart thing for me to do. A lot of things we do nowadays, we just do. We react, or we're just going through the motions. But if we take the time out to train ourselves to actually think about the things that we do every day, the things that we say, the things that we think, the actions that we take, you know, what are the ramifications of what we're about to do? If we would do this, our personal lives would be better. The situation, the lives, you know, of those around us will be better, you know, better served. And thus, this life, this planet we live on will be better served if we just take a time, you know, a moment to think about what we're doing before we get into the motion of doing it.
Abuse, that is dope. Can you believe it's been an hour? Been an hour. But that was full circle, you all. That was full circle. In this episode of Grown Folks Talking Live, you got to get your meditation, your forgiveness, your restoration, your thought process about understanding thoughts from an entrepreneurial perspective, from your family situation. Everything don't have to be dwelled on. You know, as we ain't dwell, we shared and move forward. Why? Because that's what life is. And going back to the secret, whatever you decide to focus on gets bigger and bigger and bigger. So focusing on the growth and where you want to go. Acknowledging where you've been, acknowledging its impact, but folks know where you want to go, making that choice. Before we end this episode, you show them one more time how to get in touch with you, please.
My name is Fuse. The name of my company is iStimuli. And with iStimuli, you can look for Hans, Have a Nice Situation, which is the t-shirt line. You can go to the website, iStimuli.com, iStimuli. Or you could just Google and you can find us. You find me on Facebook, IGN. Instagram.
Right. Got you. You all, thank you so much. Thank you, Fuse, for being on here.
Thank you for having me.
You all, you've been blessed by this episode on the page, on the Bashani page. You go to the Bashani page specifically, Bashani Radio page, and then go to Grown Folks Talking Live. There's a link there where you can drop a donation, drop a seed of reciprocity. Let me know, like, hey, you know what? This touched my life or somebody else's life so that we can continue to touch more lives. It will definitely come back to you multiplied. I promise you that. Guarantee you that. Also, you all remember, go to the website, akilafay.com. You can find out about some of the services that are available that can come out to your corporations and your businesses for mindfulness, stress reduction. If you don't know what that is, then you definitely need to set up a consult so we can talk about it. But that's what you get through these whole episodes, are just different ways to manage your stress, manage your life, and look at things from another way, and really have a grown folks conversation that really deals with real life, okay? It is like for real life. I love you all. Peace and blessings. You know how we do it. At the end, if it's your first episode, we always end with a prayer. Dear Creator, thank you for this moment. Thank you for bringing all of us together. Thank you for every single listener. Thank you for Fuse. Thank you for itself. Thank you for all the technologies that are available. Thank you for love, peace, and joy radiating through all aspects of our lives. And thank you for allowing us to be able to control and switch our thoughts when we find ourselves in a place of disarray. Thank you for allowing us to recognize the ability and the power that we have to transform and shift everything, and to have the patience and the girth to go through whatever processes we need to go through in order for those changes to happen. And also give us the understanding that sometimes to get the positive changes we want, the situations we in will have to get broken, will have to get torn up, will have to be destroyed, just like a storm. But in the end, it will be nourished and it will grow back again and get bigger and bigger, and it will come back better than what it was, not because it's compared, but because it just is what it is. And peace is way better than chaos. But chaos, when you don't seek peace, is everlasting. And we pray for everyone to seek that peace, that love, that joy, and reciprocity. Love you all. Mwah! See you later. Talk to you later. Remember to like and share. Deuces.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.